So our preacher today is Kurt Walters, who's been our intern for the last 6 weeks. And this is actually his last Sunday. So let me just pray for him as he gets ready to share the word that Lord has given to him today. Father, I just thank you so much for Kurt and the blessing he's been to us. And as he preaches today, we just pray that your spirit would just descend in great power on him. And that he would preach the word, that you would have him to preach to us. Prepare our hearts to receive. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning. Before we dive into our reading on John chapter 6 and explore how offense can affect our relationship with Jesus, I want to express just how grateful I am for the time I've shared with y'all at St. James. I hope I don't get choked up. I do have a hanky tucked into my sleeve here. They put those things in cassocks for a reason. I am so grateful for my time here at St. James. It's been a pure joy to my heart to know you. I've been welcomed into a loving community filled with the Spirit and on fire with the word for God. On behalf of my wife, Danielle, and she's not with us today, she had to start her classes early. But on behalf of my wife, Danielle, and my children, Adele and Conrad, and myself, I want to say thank you for your kindness, for your fellowship, for your charity. A priest cannot be formed on his own. It takes the prayers and it takes support from many people like yourselves to shepherd a person from the laity into the priesthood. I sincerely believe and I pray that it is prophetic that God has great plans for St. James to grow and become a beacon of light, sharing the good news of the Lord, not just with Orange County, but to the ends of the earth. Now, these 6 weeks, they've flown by, and many of you have shared that with me as well. I wish that I had more time to get to know even more of you. And Father Brian, I want to thank you for being a wonderful teacher, an efficient editor, and a mentor. And thank you, St. James, for being a true example of faith walking together in community. I love you all very much. And I hope this is not farewell today, but more like we'll meet again. Please keep my family and me in your prayers as I keep all of you in mine. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. It is easy to take offense. If you've ever driven a car with your spouse, you can see how quickly we can become offended. Driving too close, maybe too slow, in the wrong lane, you're not going the way I should have gone. Well, boom, we're offended. Sometimes my children pat me on the tummy, and they say, "Daddy's big fat tummy." I get mildly offended. Family knows your buttons. It's easy to get offended by the ones we love. Maintaining love for one another can indeed be a profound challenge. A single misstep, a poorly timed action, can erase years of harmony. Well, our church is a family as well. The situation with Jesus and the crowd in John chapter 6 highlights how fragile relationships can be when faced with difficult circumstances. In our church family, the people we sit next to in the pews are our brothers and our sisters. This isn't just a term of endearment. They really are our brothers and sisters in reality, in Christ. All of us are brothers and sisters. St. James is a special place. I've met here many people that hold fast to each other, and they are a community filled with the Spirit. Many of you have shared with me your stories about how St. James used to be, how big the community was, and I can only imagine those feelings of pain and offense during those difficult times. I know that from my experience in Charleston, South Carolina, it was a hard decision to stay with Jesus and his word and see the Episcopal Church walk away. It is a hard thing and offensive for some of our fellow Anglicans to leave their identity as Episcopalians. When things got hard, many of our brothers and sisters walked away from the word. The sense of abandonment and difficulty reflects in our readings from John chapter 6. The chapter begins with the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And his disciples are excited and they are determined to follow Jesus. The next day, the crowd could fill a small stadium, is running along the seashore, along with the disciples, to hear Jesus in Capernaum. And one can imagine this scene of the crush racing along the seashore. If we could just rest in that moment of jubilation and excitement, how amazing would that be? But our reading today isn't about triumph and the growth of the church. It is a reading about being offended and walking away. When we began today's reading, Jesus had just finished his talk at the synagogue in Capernaum. And the people were no longer jubilant. They were disgusted. They were offended. For his listeners, the message of flesh and blood was just too much to take. For his listeners, it was too much. John tells us that many of his disciples turned away from him and walked away. How quickly faith can leave us when faced with trials or misunderstanding. The crowd's reaction to Jesus' challenging teachings demonstrates how quickly faith can falter when confronted with worldly expectations. The crowd anticipated Jesus as a teacher of the law, a prophet, a king. But what he says changes their willingness to follow him. When Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Well, this is just, it's profound. It is a profound challenge. It is a challenge to the religious practices. It is too much for many. The delicate balance between holding on to faith and what they know is good and grappling with the expectations of the world proves challenging. A similar parallel is reflected in the life of the Marquis de Lafayette. He began his career as a passionate supporter of the American Revolution. Lafayette's support was driven by his ideals and his faith in a just revolution. In America, he rose to the rank of Major General and became a commander of armies. His experience in the American Revolution reinforced his faith in these ideals, and he became a celebrated hero in both America and in France. However, when he returned to France and the French Revolution began, well, Lafayette believed that it would be like America 2.0, and he gave it his full support. And sadly, it turned out to be nothing like his experience in America. It turned into a chaotic and violent ordeal, starkly contrasting his beliefs in dignity and equality for all men. To many of his contemporaries, his views, they didn't go far enough. The ideals he had previously fought for in America were now offensive to the new leadership in France. Lafayette's ideals seemed too soft to have any real effect and were therefore held repugnant. Worse, Lafayette was not just out of fashion, but in real jeopardy for his life. He was viewed by his detractors not only as an outcast, but as a threat to the new world order taking place in France. Now, both of these stories highlight how fast the journey from triumph into offense can be. Lafayette's views of what the revolution should be like led to offense, to disgust, and anger within the parish church or family and friends. We often soften our message. Messages, we hold back sometimes things that are difficult to say to protect someone else's feelings or to avoid conflict. It's like we're walking on eggshells, sometimes just trying to keep the peace. We fear that being too blunt and too direct could damage our relationships or maybe make things worse. We choose to say less and sugarcoat things. But as you might imagine, by avoiding risk, by avoiding offending, it can lead to bigger issues down the road, like financial or even physical harm. Balancing God's truth, what Jesus is telling us, it's as hard today as it was then. You want to be faithful to God, but it's a delicate dance walking between God's word and trying to guard against someone's possible offense. Jesus knows that the disciples in the crowd are offended. He can see that they are leaving him. But he doesn't try to call them back. He doesn't try to soften his message. Instead, he accepts that there are some of you who do not believe. He doesn't compromise his message to retain followers. The remaining disciples who stay with Jesus despite those hard teachings help demonstrate how strong their relationship with Christ really was. Jesus asks the remaining disciples, "Do you want to go away as well?" And Peter responds, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life." The remaining disciples show genuine faith isn't always about being comfortable or understanding every aspect of the message. It's about trusting and following even when the message is hard or offensive. Jesus shows us that genuine faith isn't always about being comfortable or agreeing with every part of the message. It is about being willing to trust and follow even when the message is tough. Now, the ones who left couldn't handle the hard teachings. And that was where they were in their faith. They could no longer follow Jesus, and they walk away. For Jesus, what he's telling them is more important than his need not to offend the crowd and keep his followers. His message, it wasn't just for those at the synagogue in Capernaum. It was for all of us in all eternity. The reaction of the disciples and the crowd is really tied to their cultural identity and their religious background. The dramatic drop from 5,000 people to just a few disciples shows just how radical and disruptive Jesus' message truly was. For them, the Mosaic covenant, it was central to their identity, their religious practices, and Jesus' teachings hit right at the heart of their faith. When Jesus says he is the bread sent from heaven and contrasts himself with the bread that the ancestors ate, which didn't give eternal life, he is making a bold statement. He is telling them he is not like the bread their fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on the bread, whoever feeds on Jesus, will live forever. Now, to Jewish listeners at this time, this came across as very challenging and even disrespectful to their ancient laws and traditions. It sticks in their gut and they're offended. When Jesus spoke about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, it wasn't just a confusing metaphor to them. For a devout Jewish audience, this would seem a severe violation of their dietary and religious practices, which is seen as divine mandates coming from God through Moses to Israel, and therefore these are non-negotiable. This kind of shift where something fundamental is upended can lead to strong reactions. It can be challenging when a friend, a relative, a child, maybe even a grandchild, wants to live a lifestyle that is contrary to the Word of God. We don't want to be seen as an aggressor, an oppressor, or unkind. We might play out the scenario in our heads and anticipate their offense. Are we more afraid of losing that person's affections than of their salvation? Perhaps we turn away from the truth in favor of a watered-down version, something less offensive. Is this where we too walk away from Jesus? In our gospel reading today, instead of seeking understanding or clarity, most choose to walk away. The disciples who left, well, they weren't necessarily new to Jesus. Many of them have been with him some time and witnessed his miracles. Their reaction wasn't just about the specifics of Jesus' message, but how fundamentally that it clashed with everything they knew and believed. And they say, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" They are horribly offended. They are willing to leave behind everything that they had witnessed, including Jesus' miracles. Now, their faith in Jesus was not as strong as their attachment to their existing worldview, and so they walk away. What might cause you to walk away from Jesus? For many of us, it could be a struggle to reconcile their faith with what they hold dear in the world around them. when Jesus' teachings clash with our worldview. It can create internal dissension and even offense. The enemy often uses love to draw us away from Christ. He knows that our most important relationship is with Jesus. He exploits our love for others to create doubt and conflict. He sees an opportunity to sow anger and offense. He might plant a thought. I love this person so much that I must accept them as they wish to be. Do we hold the concept of earthly love higher than the Word of God? Is this where we walk away from God? Now, offense is not a noble virtue. Unlike offense, love is good. But Satan can corrupt this virtue if we hold it as an idol. In the context of John 6, the difficulty lies not only in the literal interpretation of Jesus' words about eating flesh and drinking blood, but how they internalize the laws of Moses. They love and they cherish the laws of Moses. Without a deeper supernatural understanding of the Eucharist, it is easy to see why people might be put off, be confused, be offended. Even for those who have a learned grasp of theology, the concept can be challenging to fully comprehend. For those who walk away in our story, they are offended. What they love and what they cherish is being attacked. And I share with those who became offended the same capacity for offense. An example in my own experience, I know that most often when my wife has taken offense from someone, I am more offended than her. It happens to her, but it becomes personal to me. It is similar when my children are hurt by another child on the playground. And in that moment of hurt and offense, there is a seed created in that moment that the enemy can nurture and grow into something to confuse and to separate me from the flock. Something to separate me from Jesus. Something like those who walk away from Jesus. For some, walking away from Jesus might arise from a lack of understanding, emotional pain, or tension between one's faith and one's experiences. If the teachings seem too difficult, too different from what we've known, or too challenging to live out, it can be tempting to walk away. It can be tempting to embrace our offense. Have you ever heard someone say that I am done with religion, and you see them walk away from Christ? They walk away from the most important relationship in their life. That righteous offense, where they feel it in their gut, seems to have been waiting for that just that right moment to separate themselves from the flock. Like the disciples who stay with Jesus, those of us who seek a relationship with him, faith isn't without hardship. It is about grappling with tough questions to seek understanding, even when those answers aren't immediately clear. During those challenging times, it is vitally important to pray and seek wisdom. By ourselves, it is hard to be sure if we are getting any of the understanding that God wants us to have. It is only through the intervention of the Holy Spirit that we gain true wisdom without offense. That Jesus He doesn't back down from his message, even when it meant losing many of his followers. And Lafayette held on to his ideals, and it cost him his supporters and his freedom and nearly his life during the French Revolution. Both stories show us that faith isn't just about feeling good or agreeing with everything. It's about a faith walking with Jesus and sticking with what is true, even when things get tough. Navigating our own faith walk can be tricky, especially when our own heart clashes with God's word. It is vital that we stay true to the gospel and to scripture, even when it's challenging. The disciples who stayed with Jesus, they show us how real faith, walking with Jesus, despite the hard teachings, can enrich their lives. Similarly, we need to be willing to tackle those difficult questions that we have with trust in the Lord, even when it might be easier to just walk away. At the end of the day, walking with Jesus is a mix of trusting Him, trusting Scripture, trusting the Holy Spirit for understanding. Now, you don't need to understand everything as Jesus is telling you. You are not a second-class Christian just because you don't understand everything. It is not what we know. It is who we know. And Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ, the bread of life. It is not about agreeing with everything that is easy. It is about staying with Jesus, even when we may want something different. So when we hit those moments of doubt or conflict, remember that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Pray for faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and peace. It is true faith that gives us strength to walk with Jesus, and a faith beyond offense.